Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. We're here at the legendary corporate offices with the legend of the blue collar workers. He's blue collar built, an entrepreneur, a high performer. He makes a lot of money for the sake of helping others. And of course, we're going to have a lot of fun. He's also a very sharp dresser. Welcome to the Playbook, Brock Holyoke.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Right on, man. It's good to have a blue-collar worker that looks like a white-collar criminal. So thank you so much for joining me.
The two overlap.
It's so perfect, like man. It. They go together. Look, I come from a blue-collar town, Akron, Ohio, and I never really listened to my mom, but I watched her perform as a blue-collar mindset. She's blue-collar built, and I think academically, all my siblings and I, we brought blue collar ethics and values into academics, where a lot of people that were studying in that way didn't take that type of approach. They took a more entitled approach. I believe we need blue collar built kids more than ever today. And I was wondering, from your experience of someone who has outperformed others utilizing a blue collar mindset and being blue collar built in a blue collar industry, how important you think this blue collar built mentality is needed today, especially for the next generation?
I think it's very important, because it's like, so everything that I have today is because I learned how to become a hardworking motherfucker.
Nice.
And in that, it's like my grandpa and my dad were in the construction industry for their entire lives. So I grew up in a construction setting, and I was raised in profanity. I was taught not to have feelings. And in that upbringing, it's like you get hardened and then you learn the value of hard work. And in that, it's like you can, as I got older, it's like you can, light come on. It's like I can take this, I don't give a fuck what you think about me attitude, and combine it with extreme hard work. And I can apply that into every aspect of my life and be successful. So I can apply that to business. I can apply that to my family. I can apply that to, you know, fitness and health and all of that. And you get better. So part of the blue collar built brand is, you know, no excuses, no problems, just work to be done. Right. And it's like, and if you really think about it, it's like, well, if you just do the fucking work, the problems go away. If you just do the work, the excuses go away. And then it's like, oh, it's not stressful. It's not hard. It's actually pretty easy. You just go to town and do your thing.
It's interesting. You know, my grandfather, who's one of my idols, he came over from the Ukraine in 1913, lived through the Depression, sold tires out of the back of a truck so that his family could eat during the Depression, ended up building his own business, United Auto Parts in Barberton, Ohio. And, you know, his goal was to send all of his children to graduate school and retire the day he turned 65. That was his American dream. But he didn't believe in the saying, don't work harder, work smarter. Mm-hmm. My grandpa used to say, work harder so you get smarter. And I think there's a big difference the way people think, and we're not thinking in that respect. You know, I know that action is the only thing that overcomes emotion. Logic and analysis don't. Too many people try to out-logic and to out-analyze their emotions, and that's why they wake up in the morning with the same message that they went to bed with, which is, let it go, don't worry, everything will be okay. And they wake up going, let it go, don't worry, everything will be okay, where if they just woke up and got to work, they would be able to let it go and everything will be okay. And for you, you seem like a guy that not only works harder and harder, but gets smarter and smarter.
Yeah. And it's like, I think the world's caught up with like this time loop of motivation, information. I need more motivation. I need more information. And it turns into this motivational, informational porn that everyone gets addicted to. And it's like, the reality is you don't need more motivation. You don't need more information. You just need more implementation. Like, just fucking do it. Like, just start and like know that there's going to be work that needs to be done and commit to doing the work. And it's like, through that, you can accomplish about anything. So it's like, the biggest thing that I could say to give you the biggest life hack is, it's like, if you do instantly what others do eventually, you will be light years ahead of anybody in your industry. And it's like, when you think about it, it's like, okay, I'm going to do now what somebody else is going to procrastinate to do.
Or feel overwhelmed thinking about.
Or never do, right? And it's like, so you gain distance. And then if you do this consecutively, it's like you get so far ahead, you gain so much distance that it's like you win automatically by default because you're so far ahead, nobody else can catch up. And it's like the school grounds, right? Like you're in elementary school and it's like they're playing double dutch on the playground, right? They got these big ass hard like plastic beaded jump rope spinning around. You're like, oh, I want to do that, but that thing's going to slap me in the fucking face and it's going to hurt. And so you sit there and you're like, I'm going to go. And then you hesitate. And then I'm going to go. And then I'm going to hesitate. Right? And then you start going. And then some little savage chick with pigtails comes and pushes you out of the way and calls you a pussy and takes your spot. That's fucking life. Like, that's the life. That's the reality of life, right? Like, if you hesitate, somebody's going to come in. They're going to push you out of the way, call you a pussy, and take your spot. Like, we learned that shit when we were 8 years old. And somehow between 8 and 50, we forgot what the fuck that lesson was.
It's so interesting because I have these five daily practices that are divided into non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors. So most people don't know what they want, very Napoleon Hill-esque, and they don't align the meaning of their past with what they want, which causes limitations of their self-image. They don't know who they can help and who can help them, which is a debilitator and interference between them getting to where and what they want. And then they claim to not know how, which just is a matter of the fourth daily practice, which is do it now.
Yeah.
One thing mathematically I know, and I don't like statistics, before I knew this statistics, this was my favorite statistic, which is 99% of all statistics are made up. But this statistic is not made up. 100% of the things I do now get done. 100% of the things I do next get done. So if you don't know what to do now or know what to do next, you already put yourself in the position of what? Being overwhelmed or procrastinating. Those are the two causes. In fact, doing it now is the antidote, as you suggest, to feeling overwhelmed, which is the number one problem of most people today, or two, procrastination, which I think is the second biggest problem of entrepreneurs. They either feel overwhelmed and or they procrastinate. And if they just would fucking do it now or do it next, they wouldn't procrastinate and they wouldn't be overwhelmed. The reason is the people that do it now are not in search of their why. They're applying their why, right? You would use a vernacular that they're not a pussy because they're applying their why. They're not searching for it. And, oh, what am I, what if, I could get this, right? You can feel the energy of it. And so do you have a framework that you live by, like my five daily practices? Do you have a framework that helps you to make sure that you get back onto track when things get distracting?
I do everything like, yeah, I'm kind of a creature habit. I do everything like pretty much every day that I'm supposed to do. Right. But it's like,
so it's non-negotiable.
It's non-negotiable. You know, I go to the gym, I do my cardio, I do high intensity cardio, but like my kind of my philosophy is like, just be intense and do hard shit. Right. And it's like, I learned that through like bodybuilding and strongman. And that's stuff that you can't learn in team sports is it's like, you don't have cheerleaders. You don't have teammates and coaches to pat you on the ass and say, attaboy. You don't have somebody holding you accountable to get to the practice, right? It's like, if you don't go to the gym, you fucked up. Like, it's on you. Everything's your fault, right? So it's like, you have to make sure you get to the gym. You have to make sure you train with enough intensity that what you did actually counts. You have to make sure you get enough rest. You have to make sure you eat right. And you have to do this consistently, right? And so it's like, in that lesson, I think it's like, you have to be able to look at the guy in the mirror and be like, that's the motherfucker that's fucking me.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
That's the guy that's fucking me. Okay, so now how do I fix it? Right? Like, oh, how do I fix it? Now you can fix the problem, right? It's like, oh, I'm fat. Okay, what do I need to do? Maybe dial in your diet, you know, get to the gym, work on your cardio and like be consistent with it. Oh, that's, I got to do four things and I won't be fat. You know,
right.
Like, so it's just like, you just have to do those things and do hard shit. Like you have to be willing
7 days
to do
a week.
Shit.
Yeah. Do hard shit 7 days a week. I struggled to figure out how to communicate with my own kids because of the fact that I'm afraid for them, right? And so we're in this conflict all the time with our kids of empowerment because we love them so much and we're afraid that they'll get hurt or we're afraid we're going to hurt them. but by not putting them in situations of struggle or pain, we're actually hurting them. And this is a really difficult thing with a parent. So I came up with this formula that I can help them and empower them, which was, I don't give a shit what you do. I'll give you my experience if you want to tell me what you want to do. Like, if you want to do heroin, I'll tell you my experience with heroin is anyone that ever tried heroin either died or has a fucked up life. And if that's what you want, then go ahead and do heroin. But my job is to tell you the what when you tell me what you want. And if that's my job. But beyond that, I'm here to tell you to do your best, to learn lessons and to have fun doing it. And in the essence of what you're saying, and I know you have what would probably today not be a politically correct way of explaining empowerment, but I get it because I come from that genre, right? I come from a football coach grabbing my helmet, shaking my head, which is the worst thing you can do for a brain, way worse than a contact. Do this with a brain. This is not good. And then literally shaking my head and telling me, you fucking pussy, get right. And then all the parents laughing. And all I could think about is, if this football coach, this dad, 25 years from now wants to be a Supreme Court justice, and I could just be testifying, oh, he's completely politically incorrect. He would abuse me when I was a kid. Meanwhile, it was completely acceptable when I was a kid to do things like that, is irrelevant. For you, there's a lot of do your best. There's a lot of learned lessons, but I don't hear too much about having fun. Is having fun part of it? Or is it just you're doing your best, busting your balls and learning and growing, and you're this tough guy that it doesn't have to be fun?
No, it's like the better you get, the more you enjoy it. So it's like the only way that you get competence and confidence is like by doing, right? Mm-hmm. So the more you do it, the more competent you become, and the more competent you become, the more confidence you have. And then it's like, oh, this is like starting to roll and snowball, and it's like now it's kind of fun. As far as fun for me, it's not like I'm not always having fun, you know what I mean? Like I'm more in a state of like I'm content, but I'm not having fun because I'm always like sitting back, like, what can I do to improve? Like, what can I, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm kind of the guy that's like completely satisfied with never being satisfied. So It's like, there's always something that you can fix. There's always something that you can tweak to get a little bit better. And it's like, for me, it's like, if I can gain 0.5% of being better, like, I'm going to go do it. Like, I'm going to find that one thing that makes me a little bit better than the next guy.
One of the lessons that I teach, or skill sets that I think's a real gift, is to learn to love what you don't like or love about what you love.
Yeah.
And so it's a way that you can enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of your potential. But there's this attachment to outcomes. And I had a young executive I was coaching this morning, and he said to me, yeah, I'm just disappointed because I could do so much better. No shit, Sherlock. That's the whole nature of infinite. Like, if you don't feel you could do better, then you're not doing what we're supposed to be doing here, which is learning lessons and improving and expanding. There is this contentment in it, but you have to find some sort of passion, purpose, profitability, fulfillment in this grind. Mm-hmm. And one of the fears that I have with the grind culture is they don't understand grind. Like, grind is not just doing shit all day long until you're burned out completely, right? Because the anxiety zone constricts the same as the comfort zone. You end up not being able to get out of bed. It's the learning zone where we expand, but everyone has their own perspective and vernacular. And I was curious how you would explain this nuance of, you know, doing your best, but in the grind, because you're not a quitter, I can tell. You're a grinder, but you're not grinding yourself to an anxious, debilitating place.
Well, like, I was for a while, and I just, like, it was just like, dude, this sucks. Life sucks, right? Everything sucks. And it's like, so I kind of, for me, it was like, I'm like, okay, so what do I need? What do I really need? I need enough coin to be able to do cool shit. I need to be healthy enough to actually go out and do that cool shit, right? I need a purpose, which is like what I can do for others. Yep. And then I need a passion that is like 100% selfish. That's fucking mine, right? And I don't care whether you like it. I don't care if you agree with it. Like, this is just for me. And I, like, kind of going into this year, it's like, okay, like, like everything's a lot better. Like I like all of that weight's been lifted off by being able to be like, okay, well, I don't really need a ton more money to live the life that I live, but it would be cool to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like directly focused on that. Now I'm more like, I want to go experience stuff with my family, with my wife, with my kids, with, you know, take our moms on trips and stuff, you know, stuff that they never got to experience when they were kids because they were poor. And it's like, well, I can foot the bill for a trip to Puerto Rico for a week for my wife and our moms, you know what I mean? And so that's fun to me. Like that's something that's a purpose to other people. And then it's like, I'm dabbling in doing stand-up comedy. That's mine. Whether I actually get on stage and even make a dollar doing it, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like I like writing the content. I like sitting there like, ha ha ha, that's funny, right? And then doing it. It's like,
that's funny.
It's just what it is, right? Like when you make your own self laugh on something that you wrote, you're like, yeah, I know that's good, right? Like I know that can do well.
As we're getting an understanding, someone like you, this blue collar built mentality, lifestyle, practice, and you start becoming successful. You have enough coin, as you said, to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, for as long as you want. There's another side of that I've lived through, which is self-entitlement, right? And I had a conversation with another client today saying, you know, one of the difficulties that the athletes and celebrities and doctors that I have that are extremely successful is life is boring when you're not in surgery. Life is boring when you're not hanging out at the Masters or interviewing Urban Meyer. Is it and you end up trying to find, or what I called, fill a God-sized hole with everything but God. And so drugs and alcohol become an easy one. Other bad behaviors create challenges that now become a fulfillment creator. Have you suffered or been challenged, because your life is so good right now, with the missing of the need to be blue collar built and find some other thing to create a struggle for you, or filling this God-sized hole with something other than your passion and purpose that you had to get there?
I think you have to like when you kind of get to the top of a certain mountain, it's like, there's always got to be something else. Right. So it's like, that's kind of part of my, like, always being satisfied with never being satisfied.
Yep.
It's like, I always kind of try to find something else, you know, like, oh, like, doing stand-up comedy is going to be fucking hard, right? Like,
oh, I can't imagine how hard it must be for you.
It's like, it's, you know, doing other things, like, do it, like, this is something that building out a personal brand is something now that I'm like excited about, right? It's like,
good.
5 years ago, it's one of those things that's like, make my money quietly, disappear, and nobody even knows who I am, right? And it's like, this is something that I'm like, okay, now I've got another purpose, because it's like, I can translate my knowledge into other people that are kind of in the trades, right? Because it's like when you think about it, it's like, you're a hairdresser, you're a welder, you go to trade school. Well, they teach you your trade. They don't teach you how to, you know, market, sell, tax.
Believe
strategy.
It or not, doctors, like, are the exact same as a plumber.
They're a trade.
They're very, very well-trained people.
It's just, the problem is it's like, you go to medical school and it's like, I don't know, like how much of it, like nine years is like nonsense and 2 years is like specific to what you're doing, right? And it's like, there's a lot of school.
3 years of law school are nonsense. I didn't know how to file anything. I didn't know what to...
So, but you don't learn, like, you kind of go in there and you don't actually learn, like, how, like, now what do I do? It's like, I've got this thing.
Yeah.
I got this piece of paper that says I'm good at something, but it's like, what do I do with it? You know, like, you don't learn the other part you need to learn. So that's where most people fail, is it's like, they don't have that other side of it. And it's like, that's kind of what I'm like, okay, I can maybe shorten my 20 years of pain to somebody else and condense it down to like 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You know? Yeah.
I call it dummy tax. I love to teach and pay the dummy tax for others by helping others and finding other people that will help me as well. It's the fastest way we can get. I will tell you, I believe in the blue collar built mentality still today. I'm hoping that I'm building my kids with a blue collar built backbone. which is not easy today.
No.
And as much as I admire and appreciate you empowering others and educating and articulating that blue collar built success that you've utilized in order to facilitate a great, fulfilling, passionate, purposeful, and profitable life, I cannot wait to see your comedy routine. I just have to tell you, it's going to be amazing. Your first ticket sold right here.
Right there, huh?
Incredible. Brock Holyoak here. He's an entrepreneur. He's blue collar built, building a brand to help others. He's willing to pay the dummy tax and willing to do the work. Stay inspired. Stay with me. Stay with Brock. I'm David Meltzer. This is Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.